Tensions are rising in Ukraine. Burma's Rohingya people are running out of time. And spirit children encounter the Holy Spirit in Ghana. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tensions are escalating again in Ukraine. Following the interim government's 48-hour ultimatum to protesters, Russia is warning force could lead to civil war. Sergei Rakhuba of Russian Ministry says they have workers in each city held by pro-Russian activists.
The situation in Ukraine is changing by the hour. And more we watch it, more concern we have in our hearts.
A few things are staying constant, though. First, a new hunger for the gospel is growing in Ukraine.
We want to equip the church to use this opportunity, use the momentum to help people to find the source of true hope in Jesus through reading these scriptures. We plan to print another 200,000 copies of Scripture, Gospel of Luke.
Find ways to help meet this need at our website.
Continue praying for the church leaders in Ukraine. This is a very difficult time.
Next, the clock is ticking for Burma's Rohingya people. Mob attacks forced most aid groups out of Rakhine State in late March. Now the government won't let them back into Burma, leaving Rohingya refugees without food, water, or medical care. Partners Relief and Development can still get in, though, when they're trying to double their ministry efforts. Learn more at our website. Pray help comes soon for the Rohingya. Pray this hardship creates opportunities to share the gospel. This is Mission Network News. Guess what? Easter is just days away, and SOAR International Ministries is hoping they can give hope to hopeless orphans in rural Russia. They're doing that through their Baskets of Hope program, providing Easter baskets to orphans. SOAR's Greg Mangione.
We're hoping for at least 500 baskets. The project is similar to our Christmas project in that it's bringing gifts, the gospel message, personal letters from individual sponsors like your listeners, and a children's Bible.
The number of Easter baskets? Down this year for various reasons, but your $40 donation will make it happen. The emphasis isn't really on the number of baskets anyway.
More important than the numbers are the hearts and lives that will be touched, the seeds that will be planted, and the ministries, the churches there that will be strengthened.
Your baskets are going to orphanages who receive little or no attention. You can write a personal letter to kids and then donate through a link at our website. Meanwhile, Wycliffe Bible Translators is preparing for the future of Bible translation in Russia and Central Asia. While Freedom has allowed them to help start translation projects in more than 50 languages in this region, their new Bolshoi project is focusing on transition and translation. New laws restrict foreigners' work there. Bolshoi will facilitate and train new leaders. Funding is needed to help keep this project on track. Pray God provides a quick transition. And in Ghana, children born with an ailment are often dubbed spirit children. They take the blame for misfortune and are killed or left for dead. Dave and Ellen Bartlett with the Mission Society are fighting this superstition to save lives. Ellen reminds us that those committing the deeds need the gospel.
God is good. The devil is evil. And the people are deceived. They are not evil. They are deceived by the evil one, which is the devil. God is good.
The couple's also starting a faith-based recovery program. Dave says,
the whole process brings them closer to Jesus. We view Celebrate Recovery as a discipleship program, is really what it is. It's you have to learn, teach these people how to live life, and using all the teachings of Jesus as a way to live that life.
Read the full story to learn more and see how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Extreme poverty results in malnutrition, disease, illiteracy, and deep spiritual depravity. To help you pray, Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for children and their parents. Find out how to pray for kids in specific countries around the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. It's on the right. I'm Greg Yoder.